from hospital after receiving treatment for injuries sustained in a car crash outside his home in Florida. Paul Adams reports.
The Florida Highway Patrol says Tiger Woods was injured as he pulled out of his driveway in the early hours of the morning. The authorities said his Cadillac hit a fire hydrant and a tree as he left his home in Windermere, an exclusive suburb of Orlando. Early reports suggested he might have been seriously injured, but a local hospital now says he was treated for minor injuries and released. His agent, Mark Steinberg, has told the American TV network CNBC that his client is fine. The Highway Patrol is investigating, but says alcohol was not involved.
The United Nations nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, has voted to censure Iran for developing a uranium enrichment site in secret. Unusually, both Russia and China backed the resolution. The US said the international community was running out of patience with Iran. John Lyon reports.
This is a strong sign of Iran's growing international isolation. It was the first resolution against Iran passed by the IAEA since 2006. More significantly, China and Russia both voted in favour. This heavily critical resolution focused on the recently revealed nuclear plant close to Qom, which the West believes could be part of a secret bomb programme. But Iran's refusal to answer questions on alleged bomb studies also infuriated the IAEA, as has Iran's hesitation over whether to accept a deal on new fuel for a research reactor in Tehran.
Britain's ambassador to the United Nations during the run-up to the Iraq War has questioned the legitimacy of the American-led invasion in 2003. Speaking on the fourth day of a public inquiry in London, Jeremy Greenstock said he thought there were not many countries that thought Iraq was telling the truth about weapons of mass destruction. But he said that did not translate into much support for tough action against Saddam Hussein, which in the end cast doubt, according to Sir Jeremy, on the military action taken.
I regarded our invasion of Iraq as legal, but of questionable legitimacy, in that it didn't have the democratically observable backing of a great majority of member states, or even perhaps of a majority of people inside the United Kingdom.
Sir Jeremy also said the UN weapons inspectors should have been given more time to carry out their work, but by then American pressure to invade proved irresistible. The British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, has proposed richer nations set up a $10 billion fund to provide incentives for the developing world to cut greenhouse gas emissions. He was speaking in Trinidad, where leaders from the Commonwealth Group of Nations are meeting. At the opening ceremony, the head of the Commonwealth, Queen Elizabeth, said the organisation had the opportunity to meet once more. World News from the BBC. Germany's Labour Minister, Franz Josef Jung, has resigned over his handling of an airstrike in Afghanistan in September, which is believed to have killed around 30 civilians. Mr. Jung was Defence Minister at the time and for days insisted no civilians had been killed. Pressure increased on Mr. Jung after Germany's top general and a senior Defence Ministry official quit on Thursday. The German army has been heavily criticised for calling in a US airstrike on the Taliban when many civilians were nearby. The Polish president, Lech Kaczynski, has signed into law the compulsory chemical castration of some sex offenders. The practice has been tried in other countries, but usually on a voluntary basis. From Warsaw, Adam Easton reports.
According to its politicians, Poland now has the severest legislation towards paedophiles in Europe. Under the law, adults convicted of raping a child under the age of 15 or committing incest will be forced upon release to take drugs to reduce their libido, a practice commonly referred to as chemical castration. The Polish law was drafted following a high-profile case last year in which a 45-year-old man repeatedly raped his daughter and fathered two children by her.
Police in Bangladesh say a search is underway for dozens of people after a river ferry sank. Details of casualties are sketchy, but reports say two people are known to have died and about 50 are missing. The boat was carrying hundreds of passengers to the southern island of Bola to celebrate the Eid festival. Two men have been executed in China after being convicted of stealing and trafficking young children, most of them boys. Every year, thousands of children are snatched off the streets or from bus and train stations, and the authorities have been trying to clamp down on the illegal trade. The BBC Beijing correspondent says some parents try to buy boys because China's one-child policy means they can't have sons of their own. BBC News.